This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has warned against illegal immigration, which is threatening the demography of the country. In his Independence Day address, Mr. Modi announced a high-powered demographic mission to protect the country from the dangers posed by illegal immigrants. The Prime Minister said he would like to alert the nation about the concern, which has now become a challenge.
जब डेमोग्राफी परिवर्तन होता है तब राष्ट्रीय सुरक्षा के लिए संकट पैदा होता है देश की एकता अखंडता और प्रगति के लिए ये संकट पैदा सामाजिक तनाव के बीज बो देता है हमने एक हाई पावर डेमोग्राफी मिशन शुरू करने का निर्णय किया है इस मिशन के द्वारा भारत पे मंडरा रहा है जो संकट है उसको निपटाने के लिए तय समय में सुविचारित निश्चित रूप से अपने कार्य को करेगा.
The National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has successfully implemented the FASTag annual pass facility at 1,150 toll plazas across the country on 79th Independence Day yesterday. According to the Road Transport and Highways Ministry, around 1,40,000 users had purchased and activated the annual pass till 7 p.m. on the first day of its implementation. It added that almost 1,40,000 transactions were recorded on toll plazas. The ministry further informed that NHAI officials and nodal officers have also been appointed on each toll plaza to ensure a smooth travel experience for the pass users. The Alaska summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin ended without a deal on Ukraine-Russia conflict. The talks were characterized as a progress but did not emerge with an agreement on the war in Ukraine. Addressing the joint conference after the meeting, Russian President Vladimir Putin said the central issue of their discussion was the Ukraine conflict. Putin said he is sincerely interested in putting an end to the conflict and he described it as a tragedy. Speaking at the press conference, Mr. Trump called the meeting extremely productive and many points were agreed to. He added that US-Russia didn't get there, but we have a very good chance of getting there. He said US and Russia have a very good chance of further progress. The festival of Janamashtami, which marks the birth of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated across the country today. Devotees throng to the temples to offer prayers to Lord Krishna. In Uttar Pradesh, Mathura and Vrindavan are fully geared to celebrate the birth of Lord Krishna. A large number of people have reached Mathura to celebrate the 5,252nd birth anniversary of Lord Krishna at Krishna Janmabhoomi Temple. Here's a report.
On the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami, the city of Sri Krishna, Mathura is witnessing the colors of devotion, faith and joy. All important temples in Mathura have been decorated with colorful lights and flowers. This year Janmashtami has become even more special because Lord Krishna will give divine darshan from Sindoor Phool Bangla to honor the bravery of the armed forces for the success of Operation Sindoor. Om Avasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In Gujarat, Janmashtami is being celebrated at all the Sri Krishna temples, including the most revered Dwarkadhish Temple, Dakor and Shamlaji Temples, with grandeur and deep devotion today. We have a report.
Devotees from across the country and around the world have already begun arriving at the holy city Dwarka to witness sacred rituals that began early this morning with Mangala Aarti. The rituals will continue throughout the day with various offerings and darshans and will culminate in a spectacular midnight aarti tonight when the temple will erupt in a joyous chant, Jai Kanhaiya Lal Ki, welcoming the birth of divine Lord Krishna. Along with Dwarka, the grand celebrations of Janmashtami will also take place in Dakor and Shambhaji Temple. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
The nation pays homage to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his 7th death anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid floral tributes to Vajpayee at his memorial Sadaiv Atal in the national capital. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Konkan and Goa today. The Met Department also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Uttarakhand, Madhya, Maharashtra, Telangana, West Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat region. And that's the end of this news bulletin.